and welcome back to the YA A to Z podcast, a journey through the young adult section at my local library. Hi. That was stupid. Hey guys, welcome back. It's Jordan here, and this week we are going to be talking about the third and final installment of the Halo trilogy by Alexandra Adornetto. Today's book is called Halo, and I am really excited to talk to you guys about it. Let's just go ahead and dive right in. I'm going to just read you guys the summary of the book from the inside of the cover. The angel Bethany and her mortal love Xavier have already pushed the boundaries of heaven with their relationship. In this conclusion to the Halo trilogy, the two take their love to the next forbidden step, they marry. At a time when they believe nothing will come between them again, they are faced with their most daunting challenge yet. The Sevens, a military order of angels designed to maintain balance in the universe. These soldiers won't stop until their job is done. Capture the wayward angel and send her home. Secrets, exile, and unexpected allies flavor the rest of this intense love story and adventure. Beth discovers there is only one way back to Earth, but the cost is higher than she and readers ever imagined. If she can survive, she can prove to heaven and Earth that there is nothing stronger than the power of love. So, this book starts out with Bethany and Xavier getting married. Okay, so there's no build up to that. I mean, that is like literally kind of the first thing that happens. They very clichely skip out on their high school graduation and run off to be married. But then what happens after that, I think, is when it really starts catapulting into a more interesting storyline. And I have to admit that when I first read, I would say, the first five chapters, I actually put this book down for several days because I was just not pulled in. I wanted to be pulled in, but I was not pulled in. And I am speaking completely arbitrarily about the first five chapters. I actually have no idea how many chapters into it I got before I picked it back up and started reading it again. But what happens basically is heaven, or this region of it, this legion does not sound right. This order of angels called the Sevens are angry that Bethany and Xavier have gotten married, and they are basically on the run. They leave Venus Cove and they go hide out in the Smoky Mountains to start with, which one of the things that I actually do enjoy about this series is that I feel like I connect with the scenery, I guess, of the story because I am Southern, and there are lots of mentions of places, states that I'm familiar with. And this book, even more so, this book goes into college and college life, which would be a logical next step for Bethany and, well, for Xavier, since he is actually a human. But but obviously it would be a next logical step in life, right, to graduate high school and go to college. Of course, they got married there in between, but they do get to go to college. But there is, to me, it's very interesting how they are, they go to Ole Miss. I don't think that's like anything groundbreaking or anything. They go to Ole Miss, and it's interesting to kind of hear them talk about like Southern colleges and even football, the SEC. They talk about Alabama. I am from Alabama, and football is a very big thing here. So I thought it was kind of funny to read about that in there also, because I was like, yep, that's a big thing here. It's pretty important to most people. Side note, I do not watch college football, and I have no affiliations whatsoever. But anyways, it's really interesting to kind of read about these two people who are not normal in most senses of the word, go to a Southern college and learn about fraternities and sororities. I really thought that would be a bigger thing, maybe a bigger theme in the book than it was, but it turned out to not be. I wonder if maybe in the beginning she had, the author had planned to put Bethany in a sorority. That could have been a storyline that could have played out, but she did not end up joining a sorority. But it felt to me like there was just a lot of emphasis on it, and maybe she was just, maybe just thought it was an interesting subject. I don't know. I have mentioned before that I have mentioned before that the author is Australian, but I did read in the back of the book, I haven't revisited the author segment not on the back of the book, but it's on the inside cover of the back. I did see where the author now lives, or as of 2012, lived in Oxford, Mississippi, which is where Ole Miss is. So that must be why she sent them there. So I thought that was pretty interesting to read that she actually lives in the U.S. now and lives in Oxford. So I'm sure she spent many days on the campus, you know, taking notes of different things. And it was very descriptive. The campus, I think, was pretty descriptive. I think she did a good job of kind of portraying the college atmosphere. I thought it was an interesting read in that sense. So just to talk about, like, what do I like about the book? So what I liked about the book is that the series is over. I'm kidding. It's not a bad series. And I've said before that I'm okay with corny stuff, and it's okay. Like, this series was enough to hold my interest. Like, even if I wasn't kind of doing this challenge, I feel like I would have wanted to complete this series. Is it going to go on my top list? No, it's not. It's nowhere near my top list. I have a lot of great books on my favorites lists, and I'll talk about that one day, but it's not going there. But I think if I had to say what is that I like the most about this book in particular, and this actually does go for the rest of the series as well. I think I talked about it a little bit last week in when I was talking about Hades, the second book. I like that, in a way, the author did create worlds of heaven and hell, and we get to see Bethany visit both of those places. Now, in this book specifically, Bethany is taken by the Sevens back to heaven. I don't think that's spoiling anything. It kind of talked about that on the cover, so no spoilers there. And we all kind of knew that was going to happen because these, you know, very military-type angels were after her, and they were going to take her back to heaven. So it was interesting to me to see how heaven was. It was, you know, not what I expected in a way. I really didn't expect for her to write heaven as a place where someone would want to leave, and there were some, you know, not so kind people there, and it just to me is doesn't seem like what it's supposed to be like, right? That's not our typical, you know, view, what we're taught, what we learn about heaven, you know. So it was interesting to me. I did like, I don't think this is spoiling anything. Gosh, I hope no one ever listens to this podcast before they've read this book if they plan on reading it, because I do talk about things that happen, and I try not to reveal too many of the plot, but I still got to get into it a little bit. When Bethany is in heaven, she actually seeks out the help of Emily, and I don't think I've mentioned Emily at all in this podcast, in these three podcasts about this series, but Emily is Xavier's ex-girlfriend who died in a house fire that was actually caused by Jake Thorne, the demon that drug Bethany to hell in the last book, Hades. And while she's in heaven, Bethany actually seeks out the help of Emily. I thought that was weird. I don't understand why she would need to meet Emily other than to meet her and be able to go back to Earth and tell Xavier, hey, Emily's okay. You don't have to worry about her. She's fine. She misses you. She loves you. She wants you to live your life. You know, I kind of get the where she wanted to play that in, but I'm like, why is it that Emily is the person she would go to for help? Obviously, it ends up, you know, working out, and there is a connection there, but I thought that was a little weird that that was like the first thought. Oh, Emily, I gotta go see Xavier's ex. I gotta go see my husband's ex-girlfriend. That's who is going to help me here in heaven. Strange. Okay. And on the flip side, since I just talked about how the kind of creations of the world, of heaven, I have to go ahead and say the things that I don't like about this book. Once again, I just feel like there's just a lot of cliches in this series. And as I've mentioned, it's not a bad thing, but I don't love it. Like, I'm not like, oh man, I really want to read a series full of cliches. No, that's not what I'm after here. But this is what that is. It's a lot of cliches. There's a lot of course this happened, and of course this happened. Like, of course they left their graduation and went and got married. And of course they go to college. And of course Molly ends up at the same college as them. Like, that kind of stuff to me was like, could we just get a little originality here? What irked me is that Bethany had a new roommate, you know, that could have brought some more depth to the storyline. But of course it had to be Molly again, coming from Alabama. She had to transfer to Ole Miss. Like, she could have written Molly's storyline into this new roommate's, had that been her storyline. Like, that would have been better to me. Like, I kind of got a little tired of Molly. She was an annoying character to me. I was like, okay, this chick is whiny. She's pining over an archangel. Like, can we get over it? Sorry. That was a little bit of a tangent. Whew. Didn't like her character very much. She never offered much to Beth. I don't think she was a good friend. So, I wanted her to have a good friend. You know, not just be all wrapped up in Xavier, but have, like, a good friend, you know, to count on and to be something besides, like, a bad influence. So that's one of the things that I didn't like about this series was just, again, the presence of cliches. Another thing that I did not like about this book is that throughout this book especially, I feel like, and even in the last book, but throughout this book especially, I feel like there were several times where Bethany was kind of questioning God because he was allowing... Right? He was allowing this order of angels, the sevens, to come after her and, you know, kind of rip her away from Earth, which she was sent to Earth. Obviously, she wasn't supposed to, you know, get married to a human. Obviously, we know those things. And throughout the book, she would kind of question, like, you know, where is my father? You know, she would refer to him as our father, my father. Where is God? You know, what's he doing? You know, does he not care about what's going on? Is he not trying to stop the sevens? Or is this what he wanted? Did he ask the sevens to come after me? I feel like that, you know, that's part of the storyline. And she questions that several times. And I hoped that while she was in heaven, at least, we would get some, like, answers. Like, they kept saying, oh, he's very busy. You know, there's a lot going on. And there is... In this book, there's they talk about how Hell is retaliating because of the fact that they killed Jake Thorne at the end of Hades, and that there's just a lot going on. They've really ramped up their activity, you know, and there is the presence of Lucifer in this book. I won't go into that, but he does have a part in this book at one part that was a little random, I have to say. It didn't feel like it flowed with the rest of the story, but I get it. But anyways, I just hoped that when Bethany was in heaven, like, there would be a little closure to that. Like, we would get to either she would, like, get to, like, talk to God, which I'm pretty sure is, like, not a thing, but, like, maybe, like, a messenger or something. Which is not a thing, but I'm, like, a messenger or something. Like, just being like, hey, you know, God wanted me to tell you that he didn't have any part of this and blah, 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 you know, something like that. I don't know. I just wanted closure on that because it's like, that's a big part of this story. Like, did God send the sevens after Bethany, or did they act of their own accord and he didn't have anything to do with it? Was he protecting her in these certain circumstances where bad things could have happened, or was it just dumb luck? You know, I just wish that I knew. And I know that at the end of the book, Bethany's faith is still intact. You know, that's not to say that she lost her faith. I still think she had it. But it just felt weird. It felt odd that there was no closure on that and that she never really came to a conclusion there. And then, so, I mean, what other things that I would want to talk about? Okay. There's the two interesting things about this book. In the summary on the book, they hint at this. Okay, let me read this, because I didn't read this until just now when I read it on the mic. And it said, Beth discovers there is only one way back to Earth, but the cost is higher than she and readers ever imagined. Okay, we knew this was going to happen. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that Bethany was going to have to become mortal to stay with Xavier. Oh my gosh, that's like a tried and true cliche. Like, everyone expected that, right? Yeah, of course she does have to become mortal so she can stay on Earth with Xavier. Like, what else was the conclusion to this book? He killed himself, so that's not it. So to me, I was like, obviously that was going to happen. That was not a surprise to anyone. But there was a surprising part to this book. It's about Xavier, and I'm not going to spoil it. So it's just a little something about him that kind of explains some things that have happened, but not everything that's happened. I feel like there could have been more to it, but it just wasn't put there. But it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting storyline. I liked it. I liked the addition of that. I didn't hate it, but it was just something a little bit about Xavier and maybe the reason why him and Beth connected so strongly as they did. So if you do read this series, please feel free to let me know about what you thought about that, because I thought it was interesting, but I feel like personally, it could have been revealed in the second book, and it could have played more into this book. I think that would have actually been pretty cool if there had been a little bit more brought into that. If that particular part had been brought into it and kind of fleshed out, I guess. To me, it kind of felt like just like a weird addition, but it could have been better. So that is all I have to tell you guys about Heaven. I am so glad that you guys have taken the time out of your days, your weeks, I guess, to listen to my first three podcasts on this podcast. And I hope you will join me next week when we start tackling our next book alphabetically. And I will talk to you guys next week. My mouth's in one.
Make sure to come again and also subscribe.